2014 will be a big year for wearable technology. We'll see a surge in the popularity of activity trackers, intelligent pedometers that monitor your body's movement, sleep and calories. San Francisco-based Misfit Wearables manufactures the Shine, an elegant aluminium disc about the size of a quarter coin. Business development lead Justin Butler says they aim to make the most wearable device on the market.
It looks like something someone might wear every day, but it actually provides a lot more benefits than just a standard piece of jewelry. So really combining those two things, the form with the functionality, we think will continue to make Shine stand out from the competition.
Next year, smartwatches will get smarter. And of course, keep your eyes peeled for Google Glass version 2.0. 2014 will also usher in increasing flexibility in terms of how we top up our battery power. We're using phones and tablets more and more for multitasking on the go, but their batteries often can't keep up. PowerMat has partnered with global coffee giant Starbucks to install wireless charging stations in Silicon Valley. When users place their enabled iPhones on cable-free surfaces, they automatically start charging.
You plug it in like that, you drop it on the mat, and it wirelessly charges.
Scott Eisenstein is Global Vice President of External Relations.
The ecosystem allows you to go to places where you would travel ordinarily throughout your day, places like Starbucks and like McDonald's and then Delta Airlines. You can just charge your phone by means of hotspots that are built directly into the infrastructure.
San Francisco-based company Nomad has invented ChargeCard, a flat, ultra-thin USB cable that fits in your wallet. Noah Denzel, CEO of Nomad, says they're capitalizing on the increasing ubiquity of USB ports as power supplies.
You see them on back of TVs and computers and such, but also in hotels and new buildings that are incorporating USB ports into the plugs themselves.
Next year, homes and cars will also get more connected. It's what analysts call the Internet of Things. We'll see more everyday appliances linked to our smartphones using small wireless sensors that communicate by low-energy Bluetooth. Sharon Vaknin is an editor at tech media website CNET.
We'll see an influx in home sensors and smart home technology that talks to each other. So, for example, you might have a sensor in your basement that detects that there is water flooding, and then you get a message on your smartphone. Your wearable smartwatch will detect that you've woken up, and then it'll send a message to your coffee maker, and your coffee maker will start brewing your cup of coffee.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release.
Clean release.
And if intelligent coffee makers aren't futuristic enough for you, then what about space travel? Virgin Galactic's to start offering suborbital space flights next year. Rebecca Bowring, San Francisco.